This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. After losing $200 million in one quarter this year, Aetna is dropping Obamacare coverage. That news prompted Donald Trump to reiterate his commitment to repeal Obamacare, and his campaign says that Obamacare is slowly imploding. Pro-life advocates contend that any medical care system that loses the distinction between killing the unborn and caring for the sick is destined to fail, even financially. Ultimately, the incentive to kill the unborn as a cost-saving measure will not only migrate to similar savings among the sick, but it does so because it was poorly conceived to start with. Planned Parenthood is spending some of its millions of tax dollars fighting pro-life Senator Pat Toomey and his bid to return to the U.S. Senate. Pro-abortion groups are the biggest spenders in the race so far, and Planned Parenthood's share in the Pennsylvania contest stands at $1.3 million. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Pro-life advocates in Australia are focusing on the impacts of abortion on parents and the aborted child in a campaign called Abortion Rethink. And subjected to forensic analysis, the Times of Ireland has been found exhibiting pro-abortion bias in 91% of its advocacy stories. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.